Tennessee Bishop Asks Biden How He Will Explain His Abortion Position to God. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on October 12, 2020. The redoubtable Bishop of Knoxville, TN, has once again questioned the integrity of Joe Biden's Catholic faith, given his public support for abortion on demand. A question for Mr. Biden. At your judgment before God, how will you explain changing your position about abortion and how will you explain promoting no limits and allowing all protections removed, protecting the most innocent? Bishop Rick Sticker wrote on Twitter early Monday. Will you tell God you supported the ultimate child abuse because of the American Constitution? Bishop Sticker queried. I wonder what God must have asked many leaders throughout the centuries? Government over human rights and the taking of innocent lives. In two separate tweets, the bishop also urged both Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, self-proclaimed Catholics, to weigh the abortion issue simply as a matter of social justice toward the weakest and most defenseless among us. Question to Mrs. Pelosi and Mr. Biden and all you self-proclaimed faithful Catholics, he wrote. Is the baby in the womb human, with a soul, capable of pain and is the property of the mother and loved by God? Let's take the faith angle out of the question. Why do you allow the mother to believe that she owns the baby and that, just because of some skin in a court, the baby, capable of pain, should be denied the chance to live? He continued. Does not social justice demand that the baby be protected as it is the most innocent of humanity? In his indictment of Mr. Biden's position on abortion, considered a grave evil and social injustice by the Catholic Church, Bishop Sticker joins a growing number of Catholic prelates who have spoken out against abortion prior to the November elections. In its teaching letter Forming Consciences for Faithful Citizenship, the U.S. Bishops' Conference singled out abortion as the preeminent issue for Catholic voters, offering three reasons to justify this position. The threat of abortion remains our preeminent priority because it directly attacks life itself, because it takes place within the sanctuary of the family, and because of the number of lives destroyed, the bishops declare. Our efforts to protect the unborn remain as important as ever. For just as the Supreme Court may allow greater latitude for state laws restricting abortion, state legislators have passed statutes not only keeping abortion legal through all 9 months of pregnancy but opening the door to infanticide, they add. Additionally, abortion contaminates many other important issues by being inserted into legislation regarding immigration, care for the poor, and health care reform, they state. Follow at Williams Rome.